الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على السلام
Brother Murad Muhammad on your blog talk radio. It gives me great privilege and I'm highly honored to be able to say something to the right. And on the behalf of New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, Murad speaks. This radio show at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. will come to you throughout the country and throughout the world. You can tune in. And as you can see, we had an outstanding, beautiful imam from Augusta, Georgia. As you can see how knowledgeable he is, and we know him as Imam Musa, Muslim Abui, the name that Imam Waladin Muhammad named him when he became an imam under his tutoring. But he is known throughout the country. While his grandfather, Booker T. Washington, got 5,000 schools named after him, over 300 and some odd streets named after him. It's unbelievable. This is the only man in the history that got not only African Americans, but Caucasians. Brother Moses Musa is able to travel the school systems and universities, and it's mostly the Caucasians that invite him to speak. Some of us don't even know that Booker T. Washington's family is still alive. He's the eldest of the family. And he did a wonderful job. As you can hear, he advocated and he recited beautiful of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We cannot forget the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. For I was only in grammar school as a young man, and my name was Rashid Shabazz. Yes, I didn't know anything other than I did not want to be a deaf, dumb, and blind. And so in grammar school, they referred to me as Rashid. And I was only 13 years old, wasn't old enough to get my X, but I didn't need no one to give me an X. It was in my heart, and it motivated me to want to be a Muslim. I became a Muslim because of my brother. And his name just so happens, not a coincidence, his name was Musa. And Musa kept going away to school. I assumed to reach education, so I didn't have access to him. And when he finally came home and decided he was going to move out the house, I asked him, could I go with him? Now, he had a right to tell me no, but he decided to allow me to follow him. I was only 14 years old. My mother said, where are you going, boy? I said, I'm going with my brother, Musa. Barry? Yes, mother. That's what she called him. She called me Paul. And she said, well, Paul, you told me you would never leave me. I said, Mom, I'm not leaving you. I think I can grow up if I go with my brother. She said, okay. You going to practice that Mohammedism? She's sometimes referred to as the Malcolmism. I said, yes. You told me you would never leave me for them. I said, well, Mama, I've been reading and listening to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I'm not leaving you. I guarantee you I will go in the world, and I'll come back and get you. She says, anything you need? I said, just allow me to take my bed. Because me and Musa, I had twin beds. And she said, okay. And if it wasn't for my brother allowing me to come amongst men that was much older than me, Tariq, Al-Noor, Salik, Ahmed, Musa. I was the sixth one. And I grew up with these men. And you had to be a man or you couldn't live amongst them. And rent was only $22.50. Oh, that was a lot of money to a 14-year-old. But you better have your money. Because if you didn't have your money, you had to go back home. And I didn't want to be a wimp and come back home. So I had to create something. And so I went into the restaurant business, Salik and my brother Musa and I. The other two brothers didn't want to join, like Noah and Ahmed. But everyone thought it was us six and Tariq. And I'll be on this phone for the next year telling you the experience. But I'm just trying to let you know that it was embedded in me as a youngster. For the projects that I grew up with, everybody was your mother. There was no such thing as being left home alone. While the next door neighbor, Mrs. Brown or Mr. Odom, they would hit you upside your head. And then when they told your mother, you got a double whammy. You couldn't even smoke around them. You seen them come, you run. The projects was a group of men and women that knew everybody. And since it was 1,000 of us there, I figured I can make money selling newspapers. That was my first time to get $10. And I ran home and I said, Ma, look what I got. And I gave her my $10. said, where you get that from, boy? I said, I'm working, mama. And I remember when I was shoveling the snow, I made $20. I ran home. The guy said, where are you going? I said, I'm going home. I lived on the 8th floor. I asked my mother, why you put us so far up? She said, so nobody can come through the window. Oh, back then, mamas knew how to take care of her children. And she had 5 and 4 siblings. And that woman took care of her children. No such thing as leaving you off to anybody or someone comes and babysit. She was there. I wonder when did she have time for herself. Because my mama came home every night. Because my siblings, my older siblings, would try to beat me to go to bed. I'm not going to bed until mama walked through that door. If mama didn't walk through that door, I had a problem. But mama came home every night. Because I was fearful to go to bed. I was fearful I may not wake up. Don't wake up and see your mother. Oh, I couldn't. There's no way I could take that. Long as she was in the house, I knew I was going to wake up. So they used to beat me and throw things at me, but I would not go to bed until mama walked through that door. Mama walked through that door every day. I don't know what she did after Pops left, but she came home and no other man came in that house. And that kind of love and affection for her child taught me to be all that I could be. Loving your mother. No, you cannot, you can ask anybody, I don't know what it means by I'm angry with my mother. Love that woman. And I'm telling you right now, the wife of Muhammad, Murad Muhammad, should thank my mother. Because you can't take care of a woman great as I can. Nothing too good for the woman I love. My mama taught me that. She's gone now, so if you didn't thank her prior, yeah, Allah will hear your prayers. But I want to thank Imam Musa for those wonderful words of wisdom. I see why when I had my show, it was someone else's show, I only had one day, I got many calls from the Christians. Who are you? Are you a professor? Are you a scholar? How do you know all about religion? I don't know if you're Christian, Jew, or you're Muslim. That's the way they came to me. But Imam Wallace Deen Muhammad, and I'm a student of Imam Wallace Deen Muhammad, has put it in me and made me understand that we have to be universal. And brothers and sisters, you can't hear yourself. No, you cannot hear yourself. But I heard Musa. And you know, in the Bible it says, that which you want for yourself, you should want for your brother. That's what the Bible says. But Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I believe, did it a little better. For Muhammad said, we are a mirror of one another. Imam Wadithin Muhammad took that saying and gave it to me of what's going on today. He said, when you hear someone that sounds like you, you know you're at home. And if you don't hear that, keep stepping. Move to your direction of your goal and then come back and get them. Well, I heard myself in Musa. Because theoretically speaking, you don't know who he is. He say he's a Muslim. He is the manifestation. What is a Muslim? He say his religion is Islam. But he gave credit to some people that was not in Islam. Oh, did he break down the honorable Elijah Muhammad? You got to be a chump or coward or something serious wrong with you if you don't love the man that brought you up from the mud of civilization. This is the teachings of Imam Waliddin Muhammad. Don't ever not love your mama, your father, your grandfather. How is it that you don't love your own relatives? Something is wrong with you. How did we learn this in the 40s, in the 50s, in the 60s? Because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us to love ourselves in kind. Want for your brother that which you want for yourself. And so I'm listening to Brother Imam, Musa, Muslim. Yes, I'm listening to Abuwi. Abuwi spoke in words of wisdom, and them Christians and them Jews that's listening to this broadcast couldn't tell you what religion he was in. You know why, brothers and sisters? I like he said, I'm going to ask you a question. If I sound like him, because I am him. I used to say to people, they say, you sound like Muhammad Ali. Is it good? Then I'll be Muhammad Ali. You sound like Malcolm. Is it good? Then I'll be Malcolm. You sound like Dr. King. Is that good? I'll be Dr. King. But Imam Waliddin Muhammad left us with a saying. Oh, Murad thinks he's Imam Waliddin Muhammad. Oh, Murad wants to take over. Oh, Murad is trying to do this and Murad is trying to do that. No, that's not even in my nature. However, Imam said, when they say that to you, you tell them, I am Imam Waliddin Muhammad. My flesh is Imam Waliddin Muhammad. My soul is Imam Waliddin Muhammad. My spirit is Imam Waliddin Muhammad. Get behind me, Satan. You see, the jinn don't want you to mirror your brother. Oh, you a mirror pimp. You'll fall in love with a dope dealer. Oh, you like a man that abuse people and don't care, that'll dress up like a woman and dress like a man as an actor. Oh, you love him, but you won't love someone that's trying to tap into your nature, to lift your spirit so it can send a message to your intellectual mind and you can develop. Oh, we don't dance, we don't sing. All we do is give you the word of God. So our Christians is probably saying, is he a Muslim? Well, brothers and sisters, I use the word, the manifestation of a Muslim. A Muslim is not religious. A Muslim is not the color of one's skin. A Muslim is not a race or what tribe you from. Don't let these people that say that they are under Islam say these things to you. Why, you're not a Muslim. They can say you're not acting like a Muslim and you call yourself a Muslim. That's correct. That is correct. That's what you can say, but you cannot take the nature of the human being away from him. For Allah gave that to every human being. Can you take the nature from the birds and the bees? How about the animals? How about the insects? What about the fish that swims in the ocean? What about the moon, the stars, and the sun? Can you take their nature from them? What is their nature? Their nature is the will of God. That is a Muslim. So if you are submitting to the will of God, you can be from Africa, China, Mexico, Korea, Tokyo. You could be from Europe, Poland, Russia, Israel. You're a Muslim. You're a Muslim by nature. And that's the way a Muslim is supposed to conduct himself. He had to realize there's people in the world. Everybody didn't reach the Holy Quran. But Allah hears your prayers. He says that. You have men that will say to you, brothers and sister, don't pray for him. He ain't a Muslim. You should say, why, you unintelligent fool. You must be stuck on stupid to tell me that you saying. Oh, they can say these things to you because you don't know. You have to read. So I want to thank my beloved brother Imam Musa for those wonderful words. And you look for him. You look for him every night, Friday night, Juma. Yeah, this is Juma day. And he opens up his masjid to do Juma. And actually, Juma is his day off. But he came to you. Only ask him one time. He didn't hesitate. And what we're doing here in New Africa, Excellence Enterprise, LLC, is we're beginning to go to the world. For Imam Wallace D. Muhammad says, think big and move small. Believe you can fly a plane, but you got to first walk. Believe you can go to the moon, but you got to first know how to run. Believe in your heart that you could be everything you want to be, but you got to know how to ride. So you have to start big and start off small, but you must think big because that's what God created us to do, to think big. So inshallah, if it pleases God, this radio station, 2 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year, we're going to bring you some of the finest minds that is capable with track records, with continuity. Continuity of what? Of obedience to God. So when you put people on the radio that's obedience to God, you're going to hear wisdom. Wisdom. There's no ending, no beginning in God's creation and the word of God. You're not even going to learn it all in this life. That's why you don't die. You have to evolve to the next life and you'll learn some more. But you got to get to know your Lord. Not the Lord of Israel. Allah is not a Lord of a little city, country. He's the Lord of all the worlds. The worlds of the birds. The worlds of the bees. The worlds of the animal, the fish in the sea, the world, the Lord of all the worlds, the land, the water, the trees, the leaves, the air you breathe, the sun that allows you to get energy from, the moon, the stars that light up the night, day and night. The earth moving and you don't even know it's moving. Oval. It's not round. But science, if you look at science, they are learning. They're discovering. Because who's teaching us? God is teaching us. Why would God teach us? Because we're the crown of creation. And old Iblis, call him Satan. Call him Lucifer, call him the devil. He don't believe you are worthy and I'm worthy. He believed that God gave us too much power. Power we receive, we don't even respect it. No, we don't respect it. And so he works on it. He say, I will crisscross them, come from the right to the left, from the back and in their face. I will take them off the pattern that you put them on. You will get off the Sirat, the Mustaqim, the straight path to God. Why? Because of this world. But you, like a coward, don't want to be of this world. Where do you see that in the Holy Quran? Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, put you in this world, come difficulties, then comes ease. So you're put here in this world to struggle. So Satan, did you know is a mercy to us? How could he be a mercy, Marat? Challenge you. You didn't think he was going to go through the test. So he allowed Satan to trick you and con you and deceive you. But you can't get that to Allah. Told his angel, Jabir, the angel of blessing, when he said, how could anyone go straight in a world such as this here? He said, my obedient human beings. Yeah, so you have to come back to your al-fitra. If you don't come back to your al-fitra, brothers and sisters, then you just out there. So New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, LLC, we started off large. It was a whole lot of brothers. I say brothers because I don't want to embarrass the sisters. They had to go. Do I love them? Sure, I love them. But you ain't stopping this progress. You're not going to stop where we going. We're going to manifest what Allah has created us to be, inshallah. But the reason why I speak so boldly is because when you read the Holy Quran, Allah gives it to you. It's already written. Success is already written. So if success is already written, why are we going for it? Because you don't believe it's written. You don't believe it's going to be manifest. Oh, you've been working on this for a year. You've been working on this for 4 years. How about 7 years? Allah says, you got to give it all. Yes, you got to struggle. You got to hurdle those obstacles. You can't take no for an answer. One door closed, you open another one. You keep moving. You keep your eye on the success. Don't deviate. Continuity. Give it 110%. But you got to have patience. What is patience? Sitting around waiting for it to come to you? Oh, no. You got to get up and go to work, brothers and sisters. And if you work towards the righteous path of the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path, the vertical, and don't get hung up on the horizontal. You can't get hung up there. You just got to keep moving. But the patience is, it ain't happened till Allah gives it to you. You don't have patience for God? Well, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, question was asked to him, O Rasuli, the messenger of God. Is the jinn in you? Because the jinn is in everybody. So they want to know, was he excused from the jinn being in him? And he replied, yes, the jinn is in me. He said, but I made my jinn Muslim. He made his jinn Muslim. So what is he saying? He's saying you can make your jinn Muslim. That jinn don't have to take you to be a devil. He don't have to make you act like a jinn. But if you get in your right state of mind and become back to your al-fitra, your nature, which God creates you, now you got Allah. Yo, brothers and sisters, you're going to be successful because it's written. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't bless one with good intentions and it went bad. He still gave you the blessing because of your good intentions. That's what you're measured by, what Muhammad the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. but we give up. Or we accept that which is not successful. How is it that you follow someone, speaks well, but everything around him, he loses? Forget his personal life. That happens. You go up, you go down, you go up, you go down. There's a hell of a man that falls towards his direction of his goal and get up is a short distance. Imam Elijah Muhammad taught us that. You got to get up, you fall down. Get off your knees and get up. Don't Allah ask you to get up? He don't like to tell you to stay there and say that prayer. You got to get up. You can't come to him on your knees. You have to stand upright. So you got to go to work. But it ain't happening unless you obedient consciousness that you recognize that Allah is one. You just can't say it. Because a lot of people say it. They say it over there in the East. And they're killing people, murdering people, raping people. So it ain't just words. It's actions and deeds. So New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, LLC, wants to be able to create this industry. I got a goal. Starts with a T. Trillions. I touch a billion, but I want to get to trillions. Oh, ABC made billions off of me. So did NBC, CBS, HBO, USA, Showtime, pay-per-view. I don't own them, but I was an asset to them. So billions I saw, let's make trillions as a community. Now, if you don't want to think like that, don't come on my board. I heard Herman Muhammad one time said, don't let the shoeshine boy in the board meeting. That disturbed me. But he didn't mean the physical shoeshine boy because he's doing the best he could to feed his family. How are you going to do this? Oh, you got to follow the Robert rules. Or you got to do what they do on Wall Street. Do you know what they do on Wall Street? They just had a movie on last night. A Jew boy ran Wall Street, ran all around the federal government, Madoff, and robbed his own people of billions. And the only why you didn't get robbed, because you didn't have the money. You didn't have the money to get in his door. So he robbed the wealthy. Oh, you think they just doing this? What about the junk bond man? He went to jail for 3 years and he paid $100 billion. In restitution. He home now. But he stole $400 billion. So I go on and on and on. They got thieves. They have money. That's all it's about with them is money. So you, with your pea brain, believes that you shouldn't have money. Yeah, so they tell me that I'm all about the money and I'm down here with broke people. Yeah, you broke monetarily, but you ain't broke in your gift that God gave you. And that's what the Imam Wahdati Muhammad was trying to do our nature. So this is what he said to me, what you just heard tonight. Don't talk to their intellect, because their intellect is all confused. They got issues. Satan worked on them so bad that you got to wind them up. And they'll run for a while, and then they fall. See, when you go to school and you take on their mind, see, some people go to school independently. Booker T. Washington, you heard his story, how he became educated. But he became so educated, but forget the education, he had his five senses. See, everybody mess up on their five senses. Different from the education that most educators get educated from is the education comes from man. five senses come from your Lord. Simple common sense. You got your five senses in heaven. When you was in that womb, you was in heaven. And Allah told the angels, give them their five senses. That's why it's called common sense. Because everybody, whether you were born rich or poor, had common sense. School system taught you, throw that common sense out the window. And then you wonder why you got a PhD on Skid Row. You got educated teachers molesting little boys. You got educated teachers molesting girls and boys. Isn't that amazing? But they're educated. You got priests. You know how intelligent you got to be to reach a level of a priest, a bishop, and they got away from the reality of what God wanted for a human being. So they molesting children. But yet they're priests. You got nuns that say this, I don't want none of this world. Some Muslims say that. Oh, I don't want nothing of this world. Well, they Christians. Their fathers were Christian. And their father was Christian. It rubbed off. It's in the blood system that they're Christians. But they don't know they're Christians. They think they're Muslims. So they say, I don't want nothing of this world. That's what the nuns said. None of this world. That's what they were named. But they're burying children. They're burying children, brothers and sisters, in the Catholic Church. They dug it up and found babies. Now, who made them? These are the none of the world women. But who's having sex with them? The priests. And I want to tell you, because they come into the land, they probably found a black man or a Latino, and they had sex from them, but they can't tell you, so they got to get rid of them. And then you wonder why. You read in the Holy Quran, Allah says, do not bore your children, for I will hang you by your nipple in the hellfire. Oh, you read it, but to you, that don't mean nothing. It's just words to you. But that's God speaking. That ain't me. So don't give it to me. But that child that come out that womb has a gift. Unless you interfere in it. And that could be the answer to cancer, the sickle cell. And that could be the answer to racism. You have nothing to do with that womb. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has a whole lot to do with that womb. And inshallah, I pray that I can touch on it. But we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We thank him for our present today and for our life and our health. And we pray that he always is with us and guiding us and granting us his mercy. Communication to the prophet was read, Ikra. Read in the name of your Lord who created. Praise be to Allah, highly glorified is he, the creator of everything that's in the world and that's in the Holy Quran. We say, Bismillah, the Rahman, the Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbi al-Alimi, wa sa'asa wa salam wa sa'asuli kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sadaqallah wa deen. When we speak of those words, and I said it way before I came on, I don't have to prove anything to anyone because Allah is close to you in your jugular vein. And he knows what you're thinking, what your thoughts are. And he answered before you know that he hears everything that you do. He puts his angels there, and his angels relate to him. Everything that you do that you think you're doing in the dark, but it's not in the dark. Our beautiful sister on the phone, Dr. Sakia, and she is so wonderful and so beautiful, even the brother spoke of her, and more to come. Now, what my beautiful sister does not know, everyone has Achilles heel. I have several of them, Summer's got more hills. And one is, I can't get a name right if you pay me. I got people say, oh, man, I didn't know that was your name. Your name is Howard, but I call you Howie. And he said, no, no, no. This is a very wealthy man that owned it. The jeans, it's called Sassoon. He's a multi-millionaire to his boss there and became a gambler and a drug addict and lost his business. But he became a part of my staff, and I used to call him Howie. And I said, Howie, I didn't know your name was Howard. He said, no, don't you call me Howard. Call me Howie. I like that name. I love the idea that you gave me that name. Yes, this is amazing that people knows my kill is healed, but my heart is right. But my beautiful doctor sister did a wonderful job, and Musa heard what she was saying and it motivated him to talk about who? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Allah sent him to us, and he was able to be what he was created to be, wudu. You can't come to prayer dirty, but he cleaned us up. And then his son, Imam Walasdi Muhammad, called us to prayer. You know, there are some religious people who say that man is born in sin. They say that all the time, that we men are born in sin, and that man, Adam, cursed the world. And that's the ignorance that they want you to see your father, and they hope that you will not love your father that was created in heaven. And when you say Adam, you're talking about Eve, so you don't have to mention Eve, because when she's the other half and he's the other half, they're one. So when you speak about one, you're speaking about the other. If we begin to know this and think like that with our spouse, we'll be better people in society. However, they gave the idea and put it in the world, but they left off common sense, and that's El-Islam. El-Islam has regard for common sense. A woman make a baby without a man. He cannot. She cannot do that. But they don't want you to believe that he cannot, that she cannot. So this thing about Mary having a child, it was a big uproar. You know, a massive consumption that she can pull a miracle. But let's look at that. And the reason I say that is because our women are so important. And as much as I build them up, I show them the wrong, how they get tricked and how they play these games out here and think that they're going to survive. You're not going to survive. You got women today marrying men, no one even see them but once or twice a year, but they loyal to the man, but the man ain't loyal to them. And they believe that's El-Islam. That's not El-Islam. That's slavery. And the man don't do nothing, don't want to do nothing for them. And the man got plenty of money. Tell sons all the time, what kind of son is you that you don't make sure your mother has money? How could anyone come before your mother? I tell them that all the time. Oh, mom never asked me. What the hell do your mother got to ask you? She got too much pride to ask you. She's supposed to say, stop giving me money, boy. Stop bringing all these groceries home. Well, but she ain't giving it back. She just ain't going to beg you, and she don't want you to think that you're going to grow up and you have to take care of her. But when you do it kindly and you do it respectfully, a mother's supposed to be able to say, I don't have to worry about anything because my son knows what I want. Now, I'm talking from experience. Everybody knows me that my mama didn't want for anything. I didn't know that my mama had so much money in the bank because all the money I gave her, she didn't spend it. And if she did, she gave it to her daughters. And I used to get a call saying, you know she's giving the money away to her daughters. Give it to her. It's her money. She do what she wants. She give it to the next door neighbor. When you give somebody something, it's theirs. Well, likewise with a husband.
he's supposed to make sure that his wife got all the necessities and some more. That's her husband. You don't take on a woman and then you just leave her and you go back overseas for 8 months and you come back and you don't do anything, but yet you live like a king overseas. But our women get hooked up on that because why? There ain't no men. That's what they say. There's no men. You look in the wrong place. You can't tell me that a female don't know how to catch a man. She's the best in the business. You think you saw her. No, she saw you. She just got in your eyesight and made you think it was you. This female knows how to come and get you, and that's why most of y'all Muslim women, you're stuck on, he got to come and ask me. Well, Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, didn't ask Khadija. Khadija asked him, and he worked for her. That should tell you something. But no, that's right, that's 1,400 years ago. And whatever Allah willed back then, he don't will it today. Well, you see, brothers and sisters, he willed my daddy. And his name is Adam. And Adam was a prophet. And Adam thought big. So his type is in me. That's why I can see the future. Oh, I know it sounds spooky to you, but I became successful on that which you think is spooky. I don't need nobody to tell me when I'm going to be successful. The problem is I don't want to be by myself. I want to be with a community. That's what we are, a community. You came in here as a community, and you will go to Jannah all as a community. So you better wake up and understand it's a community, because I'm telling my foreign brothers, if they don't get it together and Donald Trump come in there, same way you're going to go to heaven all at one time, well, you're going to go out this country all at one time. So you better come and join the people that suffer the balance of suffering in America and know this Caucasian. We know the games he play, and we know how to capitalize, because why? We don't go in our name. We go with God's name. And when you travel on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, you got the angels with you. You even got the jinns that heard a beautiful recital. How you going to lose with the stuff you use? But you want to be by yourself, so go ahead. Stand over there and do everything by yourself. Every imam that's on his own, every imam that's on his own, then fell. And then you wonder why they can come in our neighborhood and buy out houses. Because they couldn't get that land. They go to the mayor, oh, we don't have no land. So they brought every house, brought them out, and then knocked it down and built a house of worship. What have you done in 40 years? So you got to go over to somebody else's house. So I know you say, well, it's still a place to pray. No, I want to know why you don't have one. Why are you all in these various different storefronts? You don't own anything, and that which you own soon will be taken away from you. That's a shame, but that's because we broke up the unity. Christianity, they don't believe that a woman is able to have a baby without the aid of a man. Now, they say they do, brothers and sisters, but look how far they went to it. They figured Jesus can't be a part of this world. Why? Because he came out of the womb. But never, ever address what womb did he come from. Well, the reason they call the human being female flesh a sin, and they call the male flesh a sin. So the priests don't want to be a part of sin. Well, that don't make any common sense. Because how is it a sin when Mary came out of the womb of her mother? So you're saying that a mother was a sin? Because she sure came from two flesh.
male and female come together, but that's what they want us to believe. So the baby comes out of Mary without no sin. But yet, he came through the tunnel that it must have been pure or to come out and have no sin. And this is the craziest thing that we take on. And if you go to theology, they'll come with a whole lot of reasons, complex language that they use, that God created man out of dust, dead matter. Allah says, I created Jesus of the likeness of who? Adam. Because Adam comes from what? Dust. So what is this big idea? Creation is different. Oh, I know. You that don't believe, has some type of standing that Allah can bring a child here without the aid of a man. Well, let's look at it. If he can create Adam from dust, how could he not create a baby from a human being? That alone should click and say to you, that's the will of God. But how they want to trick you and con you and make you feel like you that I'm on the radio and they want you to think they want to call me and they want to believe that I should not teach the idea about the female and the male. It's nothing dirty with your flesh, nothing dirty with my flesh. And that's why you turn the lights off when you have sex, because you want to be in the dark. You don't want to see your wrongdoing, or they got us believing that it's dirty. So Allah created us from dirt and molded us in shape. And so the likeness in you does matter to Allah. We come from his creation. We are the creation, the human being. Do you believe the first baby came from dust? If you believe that, then you got to believe the second baby came from dirt, dust. Just so happened they call it a human being. When Mary was passed away, where did she go? Back into the earth, where she came from. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. So it's simple to believe that God is capable of doing that, creating us from the womb of the female. You have to believe that. That man came from dust. Man came from dead earth. Yes, and this is the pattern of Allah. Man is not sinful. His flesh is not sin. Mary is not sinful. Her flesh was what? She was a human being. So Islam corrects them and say Mary was a human being just like you. And Jesus was a human being just like you. And when you came in this world, you was not sinful. Don't let nobody tell you you was born in sin. The Holy Quran doesn't speak about that. Allah avoid that type of negativity and that kind of language if you read the Holy Quran. God says, do not neglect your share of this life, this dunya, your destiny. God says, get your share. Get your share, brothers and sisters. If you read the Arabic language, it says singular.
There's no plural in the Arabic language. Now Allah is telling each one of us to get our share, dunya, of this world. Get a share of what? Finance? Money? M-O-N-E-Y? What is he saying? Get a share of what? Of government? No, he didn't limit you to that. Read. If you read, you understand. Allah has asked you to get a share of this world. You got to get a share of this world. I want a share of this world. Because Allah told me. So all you want to be stuck on stupid and want nothing of this world, well, go on with your bad self. But I read the Holy Quran. And you can't get this share if you ain't living in this world. You don't want to watch TV. You don't want to be in government. You don't want to vote. You don't want to, well, now you're forced. Come willingly or come by force. Yes, I'll give up my hour or 2 hours to have people on my radio show like Imam Musa, and look for us to be on tomorrow. And Sunday will be my beautiful sister from Atlanta, Amira Wazir. Her title is Her and Her Story. And then our beautiful sister from Las Vegas, Nevada, she will be on the radio, Camilla Tajuddin. 7 to 8. 7 will be Amira. To 9 will be our beautiful sister, Camilla Tajuddin. We have some more brothers and sisters that signed up, but I'm only going to give you 2. Dr. Abdullah Majid, Kareem Hassan from Connecticut, and our beloved brother, Imam Dalnell Kareem. So we are looking forward, New Africa Excellence Enterprise LLC. And if you need to listen to any one of our telecasts, you go to Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellence Mirage Speak. I thank you for listening to me and Brother Imam Musa. And if I said anything to hurt you, I surely apologize. I ask Allah to forgive me. If I said anything wrong or split any verb, or I'm human. But if I did anything to make you want to get up and do something for yourself and come together as a community, give that credit to Allah. I greet you from all the prophets to Muhammad with the greetings that comes from the Holy Quran in Arabic. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Thank you for listening.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة.
السلام. الله